Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by Tierlawn.
Hello, and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Well, on this week's show, I look back at last week's very successful NDC Kerrygold National Quality Milk Awards. We'll hear from Minister for Agriculture Martin Hayden, who presented the awards, as well as Dungarvan supplier John Byrne, a category award winner at these prestigious national awards. I'll also discuss the importance of lime for soil fertility, grass growth and livestock production with Seamus Carney. I look ahead to IFA's vital nitrous derogation meeting and Fermoy on Monday next, and we preview next week's AIB major seminar in Dungarvan, planning for a farming future. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, one of the highlights of the year, every year, is the NDC Kerrygold Quality Milk Award, presented in Kilkenny by our Minister of Agriculture, Food and Marine, Martin Hayden. Martin, first of all, as regards a day like today, it's such a great day for the industry. A day like today, advertising the quality that's coming to our farms with the 12 finalists here.
Absolutely, and the amount of work that's gone into the production of today, the booklet, the videos recorded on each of the finalists' farm, this really is the Oscars of dairy awards, and it's really important that you reward and recognise excellence. Excellence in ordinary people who are doing exceptional work and our peers in their level. And I was just saying inside there, you know, when I meet Commissioner Jessica Roswell in the coming weeks about the nitrates derogation we have her over to Ireland, I'm going to present her with this booklet about these 12 exemplary families, because what strikes you more about the exceptional work they're doing is their ordinariness, how they are of their community, and they're so typical of all of the dairy farmers and other farmers around the country who are producing top quality food while making a really positive impact on their local environment as well.
They're really fantastic ambassadors. If you want somebody, I know the Origin Green is our board BA flag globally. This is what it's all about. 12 farmers, enthusiastic, and I spoke to you recently about the whole generation renewal. This is really part of it, and all the families here are so proud of where they're from, and the number of new people coming on board, be it people leasing farms as well as being herediting farms.
Absolutely. So I don't think there was any of the 12 finalists that didn't have at least two generations, if not three generations, involved. And all of the complexity and the sensitivities and the challenges that can bring around succession. But it goes to show that, you know, it is a really great career option. We have a lot of other competing career options for people who are well trained and coming out of school better than ever before, but the quality of life benefits, as well as the good income that you can make from the sector at the minute, and that's what we want to work to continue into the future, because it won't be attractive if you don't have that.
Emissions, biodiversity, water quality, sustainability, all these boards were, but you mentioned in your speech, and I mentioned it last time I spoke to you, the whole nitrous derogation. It's such an important one. You're working hard at it, but you're saying not to be rushed, to ensure that when we finally get a decision, that we'll have given it our all.
Well, as of now, we don't have a derogation on the 1st of January. So if we rush a decision, the decision could be you don't have a derogation on the 1st of January. That can't be the answer. So we have got to get time to try and space to be able to respond and develop the response in terms of our compliance with the Habitats Directive, as well as the ongoing works we're making in terms of water quality. So that work is ongoing. The engagement has been really, really intensive. I said in January when I got this job as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, this is my top priority. It remains to be that. And we've got to get a derogation and give certainty to farmers. And I want to give that certainty as soon as possible. And we haven't been in Brussels and met with the Commissioner, had her officials over in Ireland, hosted them and gave them really detailed briefings. I haven't met with Commissioner Hansen in Copenhagen and others. We are now back where we've invited Commissioner Roswell to Ireland in November.
Well, you have a lot of farmers here to choose from that you could bring to.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's a lot of farmers everywhere that you could choose from the show. And look, those logistics have been worked on. But ultimately here, we want her to come and see derogation farms, see the whites of people's eyes and know what they contribute to their local communities.
Finally, Dr. Patrick Wall, one of the judges, mentioned about the devastation on lots of dairy farms, TB this year. I know you had an announcement on the budget, but has been such a devastating blow for any farmer to lose his herd to TB.
Yeah, and look, the clear message here today is that we have a plan that I launched in September, that because I had that new plan, the biggest step change in approach to how we tackle bovine TB in the history of this state, I managed to secure €85 million extra money in the budget on the back of having that clear plan and the new approach. Next year, bovine TB eradication program will cost my budget €157 million. In 2019, that was only 37.5 million. So it's a phenomenal amount of money. And for the next 2 years, we will see that increase in reactors, not necessarily in the amount of herds that are impacted, but we need to find them, get them out earlier with the increased blood testing, the increased biodiversity measures, increased focus on wildlife, and layering on all those 30 different approaches in my new plan. And I've got the money to do it. And in time, we will see a reduction in the amount of reactors. We will get on top of this and be back in a position to talk credibly about eradication again.
Minister for Agriculture, Food and Marine, Martin Hayden, thanks for talking to us. It's great to have you here presenting our National Quality Milk Awards, a huge event for the dairy industry, the NDC Kerrygold National Quality Milk Awards, and hopefully I'll talk to you in the near future.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ciarán.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, of course, the NDC Kerrygold National Quality Milk Awards 2025, the 12 finalists gathered in Kilkenny. One of those 12 finalists was Kilgobnet, Coolness Smear, Dungarvan and Tierlawn milk supplier John Byrne. One of the final 12, and not alone was he one of the final 12, also won a category prize for his somatic silk on. First of all, John, fantastic achievement.
Thanks, Kieran. Yeah, we were delighted to get the Cell Count Award. I suppose it's an important one. Cell Count shows the quality that we're producing every day.
Yeah. John, as regards the award here, you're in the hotel up in Lyra. When you see the 12 finalists, literally the cream of the crop, the Oscars of the dairy industry, what a lift for you, for your wife, Mary, your mum, your dad, your son, your daughter, all the Byrne family.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable year, to be honest with you, from start to finish. At the start of the year, we never thought we were going to be in that room of people or even in that competition. But Tierlawn put us forward for their own awards, and then we were nominated as the Tierlawn supplier. Mm. And it's been a roller coaster year. Brilliant for the family. Absolutely brilliant.
Now, of course, sustainability is the big word, and indeed that's part and parcel of the Byrne farm ethos. Also, grassland management, and of course, herd health and management as well. It's a complete package.
It is, yeah. I think these awards, once upon a time, were just about your figures and your milk quality, but now, as you said, it's the whole package, and it's about caring for the environment, which farmers, I think, have embraced recently. It's a huge thing, part of farming now, that people are conscious that the environment is very, very important, and we're all working at that.
Now, of course, you said before we come in here, it's very much a team, a family team, and indeed an outside team working on the farm in Coolness Mear.
It is, Kieran, it is. It's not just about me or anyone else. It's about Padraig, who works with us full time. Dara comes to us at weekends. My own two kids, Molly and Eamon. Mary looks after all the admin stuff in the house. And of course, we have people that come to us every week of the year. We have our silage contractors, our vets, bull tank driver, the man who comes to us every second day. So all those people, they're part of us getting this award.
John, you're enthusiastic about farming. A lot of people might crib about the weather, about milk price, whatever. But farming was always going to be for John Byrne from a young age. Your dad, Eamon, had the farm, and you're great to hear that you're the fifth generation on the farm.
Yes, I suppose a lot of thanks to my parents. I suppose they introduced me to farming. They always made it a positive thing to do. They always encouraged me always along the way. They handed over the farm to me at a time when I was young and enthusiastic, and that's the time to get the farm. And I suppose it's a great way of life. We're at the moment, generational renewal is a massive thing in farming, and we're trying to get young people into farming. And I think into the future, you're going to have lots of people milking cows that are not actually from a dairy farm originally, but they're going to go into it because people...
Yeah, and of course, a lot of people, of course, realise the importance of generation renewal and getting the young people involved. And I could see your own son, Eamon, there, and your daughter, Molly, part and parcel of the scene at home, along with your wife, Mary, of course, who's really the administrator of the whole operation.
That's right, sure. Mary keeps the show on the road from day to day. But yeah, the kids, they love the farm, they love the place just as much as I do. And I think that's part of farming. I think you like to love the place that you're from and the history that's there, that all our ancestors have handed down the farm to us. And we're doing our best now to hand it on to the next generation.
Well, John, you're doing some job. You're one of 12 nationally of all the dairy farmers in Ireland you're one of the top 12 and you also win a category prize. You've done Coolness Muir, Kilgobnet, Waterford and the Byrne family. So proud. Indeed, Tierlan proud as well as your co-op as well. Congrats to you, to Mary, your dad, Eamon, and your mum, Mary, as well. And to Molly and, of course, Eamon as well. And all the team in Coolness Muir. Congrats, well done, and enjoy the celebrations.
Thanks, Kieran. And just a final thank you to Tierlan for everything they did for us along the way. So it's been a great year. Thanks a million.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlanFarmLife.com.
Well, recently, Chagas launched a new fertiliser dashboard covering 20 years of Irish farm level fertiliser use. And also at a time when they're also promoting the fact that lime is the important one to use, particularly this time of year, for grassland and for livestock. So to discuss all of this, I was delighted earlier in the week get a chance to talk to Seamus Carney. He's the Chagas Tierlan Joint Programme Coordinator. First of all, Seamus, you've been a big advocator of lime, but you might tell us about this new fertiliser dashboard that Chagas have launched.
Yeah, so the new dashboard, Kieran, what they've done is they've taken data from the National Farm Survey. So there's 900 farmers nationally every year surveyed to track their profitability, what they're using, the inputs on farm, what's gone off the farm, their emissions and all of them as well. So those 900 farms in the National Farm Survey represent 88,000 actual farmers then. So it gives a good snapshot here of any time of what's happening on these farms. So the dashboard then is looking back at the use of nitrogen fertiliser, phosphorus fertiliser and potash fertiliser over the last 20 years, as well as lime use then as well. So it shows who's been using the fertiliser, what type of fertiliser were they using, and the price is also in there then as well, right here.
Now, lime, as I say, you've been a big advocator of lime. It's a good time of the year in the autumn. And indeed, you're always promoted soil fertility, grass growth, livestock. Why is that message not getting across? Or are more guys seeing the importance of lime?
Yeah, look, I suppose, Kieran, I suppose the one thing, I suppose, lime is kind of old technology, but it's the most valuable technology of all. And like, if we go back to the 1980s, Kieran, our predecessors, very clever people. And in general, on Irish farms, we're using 2 million tonnes of lime per year. So 2 million tonnes. And they were spreading at a rate of a load of lime for every 60 lime seconds. Right. So that would be about 2 loads on average for the dairy farmer and 1 load on every dry stock farmer in County Waterford per year. That's kind of what they were spreading at. But they were doing a Kieran as a soil conditioner in order to get the pH in the soil up to release free nitrogen and free phosphorus out of the soil. And the fertiliser that they were using on top of that, they were getting better use for it. Because like by bringing, say, soil pH from 5.5 up to about 6.5, we can bring the usage of fertiliser we use from about a third to about 70%.
So putting that into money.
So putting into money, Kieran, like you're looking at, look, a load of lime today is costing about €600. So on a dairy farm, you're looking at saving about 6,000 per year by getting that load of lime out, either on fertiliser costs or feed costs.
So number of cows per load of lime, or is there such a calculation?
Yeah, and like you're really looking, to get back to this 2 million tonnes of lime where we need to get to, you're looking at a load of lime for every 60 livestock units, or every 60 cows in the farm each year. So it's just getting a soil conditioner to get more use out of the fertiliser we're using than at that stage.
Now, tonight, just irrigation, big meeting next Monday night, and from my, it's critical. I spoke to the minister last week on this, and the everybody within the industry realises the importance. One thing you said to me, we're looking at fertiliser and putting out lime. As regards the nitrogen, we must get the P and K right as well.
Completely. And I suppose the one thing most people don't realise, Kieran, is if we go back to the nitrates in 2014, we were allowed about 306 kilos of nitrogen per hectare. We are currently now, that's about a cow to the acre, we're now currently, the max fertiliser we're allowed is 241 kilos of nitrogen per hectare. So the actual fertiliser allowance that is allowed on the heavier stock farms in the country has dropped by 20%.
Right.
And the only way, Kieran, we make up for that 20% of a reduction on chemical nitrogen is by getting the lime right to help release free nitrogen and phosphorus onto the soil, and also by getting the P and the K right. So we really have to get the lime, the P and the K right in order to live within the new limits of nitrates at a cow to the acre at about 240 kilos of nitrogen per hectare.
Soil samples again are key, and you've again been a big advocate of getting your soil sample. But you made a statement to me before we went on air. You said lime is magic.
Completely clear. Like, lime is the one thing. By getting the lime right, you're getting more use of the fertiliser you're putting out there. You're also releasing that free nitrogen and phosphorus out of the ground as well. It is a soil conditioner, and I suppose a lot of people listening, they're well used to, they use the shampoo and the conditioner. So we need to use the soil conditioner in order to get the pH right to release what's naturally occurring in the soil to help produce a fertilizer.
You mentioned always also that this is the good time of the year, autumn, getting lime out in the autumn. What type of reaction are you getting from farmers, and how much lime is going out, would you feel, within the county?
Yeah, a great time of year at the minute, because the contractors for Dibbles, they're just so busy all year, Ciarán. And I suppose, look, the one thing at the minute, we have a couple of things going in our favour. We have the weather is excellent at the minute. The contractors now, they're finished with slurry, they're finished with silage. After this week, they can't do farm manure, so they're probably a bit more time available. And we've had a very good year from a financial point of view as well. And for a lot of farmers, they're actually facing high rates of tax for the first time in a long time. So the message I'd be saying is, if you put out 2 loads of lime at a high rate of tax, you pay for one, and Pascal Donoghue, God bless him, is going to pay for the other. So, like, it's a no-brainer, Ciarán, and you're helping them to reduce our fertiliser bill going into next year then as well. So an ideal time of the year between the availability of contractors, the better cash scenario, and also then as well the weather. Now, you've asked Ciarán about how farmers, my own dad and brother, they got a loader 2 weeks ago, and the lorry driver said he can keep lime drawn out to the dairy farmers in Waterford. So fair play to what they're doing. They keep it going. I was out on a journey last Wednesday. I met 2 lime spreaders out as well, Ciarán. So it's definitely happening on the ground in County Waterford, in fairness to the farmers.
Good to hear. And the takeaway message, lime is magic. Seamus Carney, Chagas Tirlán, Joint Programme Coordinator. Again, thanks for coming in to talk to us, and indeed also discussing the importance of lime on soil fertility. Thanks for talking to me, Seamus.
Thank you very much, Ciarán.
Farm View with Ciarán O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Farm View with Ciarán O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part 2 of Farm View. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Firstly, turn to a big event on Monday night. John Heffernan, County Chair of the IFA, was on to remind us that the National Nitrous Irrigation Meeting will take place on Monday next, that's Monday the 3rd, Cornmart for Mai at 7:30. Minister for Agriculture Martin Hayden will address the meeting, and your support on this meeting on Monday night is vital to deliver a strong message. We'll hear from Conor O'Leary, Munster Chair of the IFA, in part 2. Now, Chagas Waterford Kilkenny, the autumn webinar series continue next Tuesday night. That's Tuesday the 4th. Dry cow therapy treatment, procedure and nutrition. Paul Connors and Patrick Dunphy from Chagas will be on air from 8 o'clock this Tuesday night. AIB hosts a major seminar, Planning for a Farming Future, on Wednesday next, that's November 5th at 7 o'clock in the Park Hotel Dungarvan. Top class panel has been assembled for the conference, and we'll preview the event with Chris Nolan in part 2 of our programme. Turning to our show jumping fund, Shanachan House Equestrian Centre, well, they'll host their Autumn League finals on Sunday the 9th with all grades catered for. On the point-to-point scene this Saturday in Clonmel, we have the Tip Hunts point-to-point at Lisrona Clonmel, while on Sunday we have Autumn point-to-point action at Drumahan Mallow, as well as Rathcannon in County Limerick and Quakerstown in County Clare. Turning to our livestock marts, Waterford Ross Mart this Saturday, general cattle sales from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales every Monday also from 10. Don't forget the next weaning sale is on Monday next to the 3rd at 5:30. Entries now being taken. Turning to Dungarvan Mart, general cattle and calf sale as usual on Monday next from 11. And don't forget the next weaning sale is on Thursday next, the 6th of November. Entries again now being taken. And also Ned Dunphy was on to tell us that a major tractor and vintage run will take place at Garden Morris Kill on Sunday week, that's the 9th of November, all in aid of the Lourdes Pilgrimage Volunteers Travel Fund. Registration at Garden Morris will be from 11 on Sunday week, and I'll have more details on next week's programme. And finally, to our farmer markets and country markets, and we're so lucky in Waterford to have such a huge array of top quality farm fresh artisan food available every week across the city and county. Saturday morning, you have Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. We have Strably Farmers Market from 9 till 1. And also on Saturday, Waterford Farmers Market in John Roberts Square. Thursday, as always, Dungarvan Farmers Market, always a hive of activity. Every Thursday, Grattan Square from 9 till 2. While on Fridays, you have Waterford Farmers Market, St. Olaf's Hall from 9 till 2. Also on Friday, Dungarvan Country Markets at the Causeway Tennis Club in Abbeyside.
Farm View with Ciarán O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Hello, this is Conor O'Leary, Munster Chair of IFA. We're back on derogation duties again. It's coming very, very close now to decisions being made on the next Nitrates Action Programme and our derogation. This week should see the publication of the draft Nitrates Action Plan. We will then follow on with our government looking for derogation to that plan and farming to our current limits of 220 and 250. In October 22, we first caught sight of a mid-term review that our Department of Agriculture agreed to, that forced many farms in this country from a stocking rate of 250 to 220. Our farm here had to reduce cow numbers by 10%, like many of our neighbours, like many around the country. And we've already taken that financial hit. We can't, at this stage, or at any stage, see our stocking rate go to 170. IFA are holding a national seminar on derogation next Monday, November the 3rd, at Corran Mart. It will be addressed by the Minister of Agriculture. It is absolutely vital that every single one of you is there. This is abandoned, multiplied by two, multiplied by three. We have to get 2,000 and 3,000 people there. If you want to take tractors and come through the city or come through the cities on the way, yes, do that. We have got to make this an absolute show and a defence of our derogation.
Well, as we said in last week's programme, next week the AIB have organised a major seminar, Planning for a Farming Future, to take place on Wednesday next November 5th in the Park Hotel. And to tell us all about it, I'm delighted to be joined by Chris Nolan, the Ag Advisor for the South East for AIB. First of all, Chris, Planning for a Farming Future, really, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kieran, for having me on the show. Well, the agri sector in the main for 2025 is in a really good position. But notwithstanding that, there's loads of issues facing Irish agriculture at present, from income volatility, policy uncertainty, and other dynamics that will impact the sector. So really what we're hoping to do on the evening is run through some of those key issues.
Yeah, as you say, a lot coming at them, the whole area of sustainability, the common agricultural policy, the nitrous derogation, the generation renewal, and indeed people looking at the idea of setting up companies on farms. So a lot coming at farmers at the moment.
Absolutely. And I suppose this seminar will bring together a lot of industry specialists to discuss some of these important issues on the night.
So what are the main areas that you're going to cover on Wednesday night?
So attendees can expect to hear insights on the outlook for the sector, with particular focus on beef, sheep and dairy markets. Alongside that, there'll be expert advice on tax and succession planning, really helping family farms plan for the future. And in addition to this, then AIB will be providing some details on some of the agri products available to the sector, including details of our new agri sustainability loan offering.
Now, obviously, a lot of farmers are developing, particularly in the dairy sector, huge investment into various sectors, particularly in the dairy. So just looking at the sectors being covered, the beef and sheep sector is going to be covered on Wednesday night.
Absolutely, yeah. We've Paul Nolan, who is the group development manager with Dawn Meats. He'll be covering off on the meat markets. And from the dairy point of view, then we'll have John O'Donnell, who is the head of business growth ingredients with Tierlon.
Right.
From the financial and tax planning point of view, we'll have Owen Dre, who is a partner in IFAC. And finally, then to chair the meeting, we have Rachel O'Dowd from Setu College in Waterford.
Now, of course, the whole area of, we mentioned generation renewal, getting young people involved in the industry. A night like next Wednesday night, Planning for a Farming Future, I'm sure you'll be urging as many young people to come along as possible.
Absolutely, it's great that we have such an excellent lineup of speakers on the night, and I'd really urge all people to come to the event, whether you're managing a farm at present on your own or whether you're planning on transferring the farm in the next few years. This really is an event not to be missed.
Now, farm finance, agri finance, from your point of view, obviously AIB very much involved at the coalface. How are you finding things on the ground, particularly in 2025? Obviously, dairy had a good year, beef had a good year, tillage not so good, dairy starting to drop at the moment. But overall, how's it been for you?
Yeah, overall, the sentiment amongst farmers is very good. From AIB's perspective, lending is on a par with last year. We've seen increased interest in land purchase proposals from our farmers, which is driven by the nitrates policy, and that's not going to change anytime soon. We've seen, from an infrastructural point of view, some of the bigger developments have been postponed for a lot of farmers.
Okay.
This is due to uncertainty around the nitrates point of view, and also increasing costs in steel and concrete. Notwithstanding that, we are seeing a lot of investments in smaller infrastructural jobs on farms, slurry storage and that kind of thing. Namely, where you see farmers who are looking to make better use of their nutrients on farm.
So looking ahead to next Wednesday night, the AIB, you've organised this major seminar, Planning for a Farming Future, starts at 7 o'clock. So once again, the format for next Wednesday night as regards the speakers, what format will it take? Will it be discussion and panel or will it be presentation?
It'll be the event will begin at 7 p.m. There'll be presentations from the four speakers, and we'll finish up with a Q&A session at the end of all the presentations.
So starting at 7, presentations will be all over within the hour, I presume.
Absolutely. It'll be quick and snappy and a sharp Q&A session at the end. There'll also be trade stands on the night as well, so guests will be able to meet some of the local contacts for some of the agribusinesses that will be represented on the night. Right.
Look, I think it's a great idea, Planning for a Farming Future, major seminar, top-class panel, as you say, you have assembled. 7 o'clock, Park Hotel, Wednesday night, all welcome.
Absolutely, yeah, it's open to everybody and we look forward to welcoming everyone on the night.
Chris Dolan, AIB Ag Advisor, thanks for talking to us. Best of luck with your seminar on Wednesday night. And before I go on the racing front, a good week again for local Waterford Connections Cross Channel. A good win for young Strably jock Jack Power at Perth, and a huge win at Fernocking trainer Henry de Bromet at Cheltenham also at the weekend. Back home, Henry Saddle winners at Galway and Wexford, with Kappa trainer Declan Queeley, who's on a great run at present, saddling winners also at Galway and Wexford. Riding the Galway winner himself, as well as saddling his Wexford winner for the West Waterford For the Love of It Syndicate. So great week all round for Henry and Declan Queeley. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to John Keane for all his help with this week's programme. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by Tierlawn.